No. I want you to cut fingers on your right hand. These. I want to put your fingers up my ass.
What?
Put your fingers up my ass. Are you deaf? Go on. I'm gonna get a pig. I'm gonna have the pig fuck you. And I want the pig to vomit in your face. And I want you to swallow the vomit. You gonna do that for me?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I want the pig to die while you're fucking. And then you have to go behind them. I want you to smell the dying fart. You gonna do all of that for me?
Yes, I'm doing that. And what? What did you call?
Toast to our life in the country. Yeah?
You natural lover? You did tell me that.
I'm nature boy. Can't you see the cows and the chicken shit all over?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
To the house of the cows.
Cows.
I will be your cow, too.
And listen, I get to milk you twice a day. How about that?
I hate the country.
What do you mean you hate the country?
I hate it. I prefer to go to the other. Come on, let's go to the other. Come on,
let's dance. Let's dance. Which one? It's how to dance.
Oh,
daughter's advice.
What the hell did you wear?
People who shall remember you.
Why did you
always?
What would your old mum say, well?
Why did you say she hurt you?
But you're playing a dirty game.
It's a black and tan fact.
Who does he think he is?
Who do you think you are?
You're on the wrong horse.
Where did you come to this place?
Last year.
Where did you come from?
Somewhere else.
Why did you come here?
My feet hurt.
Why did you stay?
Had a headache.
Did you take anything for it?
Yes.
What?
Fruit bolts.
Enos or Andrews?
Ian and...
Did they stir properly? Did they fizz?
Now, where you...
Did they fizz? Did they fizz or didn't they?
He doesn't know.
You don't know? What's happened to your memory, Webber? When did you last have a bath?
I have never...
Don't lie.
You betrayed the organization. I'm here.
You don't.
What can you see without your glasses?
Anything.
Take off his glasses. Webber, you rake. Did you last wash up a cup?
The Christmas before last.
Where?
My aunt's corner house.
Which one?
Marble Arch.
Where was your wife?
In...
Answer.
What wife?
What have you done with wife?
He's killed his wife.
Why did you kill your wife?
Why? How did he kill her?
How did you kill her?
You throttled her.
Arsenic.
There's your man.
Where's your old mum?
Sanatorium.
Yes?
Why did you never get married?
I was waiting at the porch.
You skedaddled from the wedding.
You left her at church.
You left her in the pudding club.
She was waiting at the church.
Well, why did you change your name?
I forgot the other one.
What's your name now?
Joe Soap.
You stink of sin.
I can sit.
Do you recognize an external force?
What?
You recognize an external force?
That's the...
Do you recognize an external force responsible for your suffering for you?
It's late.
Late? Late enough. When did you last pray?
He's sweating.
When did you last pray?
He's sweating.
Is the number 846 possible or necessary?
Neither.
Wrong. Is the number 846 possible or necessary?
Both.
Wrong. Necessary but not possible.
Both.
Wrong. Do you think the number 846 is necessarily possible?
Be.
Wrong. It's only necessarily necessary. We admit possibility only after we necessity. It is possible because necessary, but by no means necessary through possibility. The possibility can only be assumed after the necessity.
Right.
Right? Of course. Right. We're right and you're wrong, Webber, all the line.
All along the line.
Where is your lechery leading you?
You'll pay for this.
You stuff yourself with dry...
You contaminate womankind.
Why didn't you pay the rent?
I'm a filer.
Why do you pick your nose?
I demand just...
What's your trade?
What about Ireland?
I play the piano.
How many fingers do you use?
No hands.
No society touching, not even a building society.
You're a traitor to the...
What do you use for pyjamas?
Nothing.
You vermin sheet of your birth?
What about the Albert Gentilis heresy?
Who did the wicked in Melbourne?
What about the blessed Oliver Plunk?
Speak up, Webber. Why did the chicken cross the road?
He wanted to.
He doesn't know.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
He wanted to. Wake him up. Stick a needle in his eye.
Plague Webber, you're an overthrow.
Stick a needle in
you're
his eye.
What? Plague Webber, you're an overthrow.
Stick a needle in his eye. What?
Plague and Webber, an overthrow.
What about Drawder?
We can steal our land.
What about Drawder?
We can steal our land.
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 We can steal our land. We can steal our land. We can steal our land. We can steal our land. We can steal our land. We can steal our land.
The Hollow Men, T.S. Eliot. We are the Hollow Men, we are the stuffed men leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dried voices when we whisper together are quiet and meaningless as wind in dry grass, or rat's feet over broken glass in our ice cellar. Shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed for gesture, without motion. Those who have crossed with direct eyes to death's other kingdom, remember us, if at all, not as lost, violent souls, but only as the Hollow Men, the stuffed men. Eyes I dare not meet in dreams in death's dream kingdom. These not appear where the eyes are sunlight on a broken column.
We
there is a tree swinging and voices and winds singing, more distant and more solemn than a fading star. Let me be no nearer in Death's dream kingdom. Let me also wear deliberate disguises. Rat's coat, crow's skin, or staves in a field behaving as the wind behaves, no more. Not that final meeting in the Twilight Kingdom. This is the dead land. This is the cat's land. Here the stone images they raise, here they receive the supplication of a dead man's hand under the twinkle of a fading star. Is it like this in this other kingdom, waking alone at the hour? We are trembling with tenderness, lips that would kiss, form prayers to broken stone. The eye not here, there are no eyes here. In this valley of dying stars, in this hollow valley, this broken jaw of our lost kingdoms, in this last of beating places, we grope together and avoid speech. Gathered on this beach of the Termit River, sightless, unless the eyes reappear as the perpetual star, multifoliated rose of Death's Twilight King. The hope only of empty men. Here we go round the prickly pear, the prickly pear, the prickly pear. Here we go round the prickly pear at 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning. Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow. For thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation, between the emotion and the response, falls the shadow. Life is very long.
Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow. Thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation, between the emotion and the response, falls the shadow. Life is very long. Between the desire and the spasm, between the potency and the existence, between the essence, the decent, falls the shadow. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is, life is. For thine is the, this is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Like this in Death's other kingdom, walking alone at the hour when we are trembling with tenderness, lips that kiss, form prayers to broken stones. The eyes are not here, there are no eyes here in this valley of dark stars, in this hollow valley, this broken jaw of our lost kingdom. Last of meeting, because we group together and avoid speech. Gathered on the beach of the Termit River, sightless, useless, the eyes reappear as a perpetual star, multifoliate rose of Death's Twilight Kingdom, hope only of empty men. Here we go around the prickly pear.
Shears of life is very long. Shears of life is very long. Between desire and the spasm. Between the desire and the spasm. Between the potency spasm. Between the potency spasm. And the existence. And the existence. In the essence and the descent from the shadow. And the descent from the shadow. For thine is the kingdom.
Discount on all inflammable goods.
We'll watch it.
Advise you.
Give you proper care and treatment.
Let's choose the club bar.
Keep a table reserved.
Help you with the fast days.
Bake your cakes.
Help you kneel on kneeling.
Give you a free pump.
Take you for constitution.
Give up tips.
We'll provide the skipping rope.
The vest band.
The ointment.
The hot poultice.
The finger stall.
The hammam belt.
The ear plug.
The baby powder.
The back scratcher.
The air tire.
The stomach pump.
The oxygen tent.
The probably.
The plaster of Paris.
The crash helmet.
The crash.
A day and night service.
All on.
That's it.
I'm a man of you.
And away.
Be orientated.
You'll be rich.
You'll be adjusted.
You'll be our pride and joy.
You'll be unleashed.
You'll be a success.
You'll be integrated.
You'll give orders.
You'll make decisions.
You'll be a magnet.
A statesman.
You'll own yachts.
Animals.
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 I said.
What do you say?
What do you think?
What's your opinion, sir? This prospect, sir.
What's your opinion of such a prospect, eh, Stanley? Well, Stanley, what do you say, eh?
What's your opinion, sir? Mr. Webb, what's your opinion?
What do you say? What do you think of the prospect?
What's your opinion of the prospect?
Still the same old Stan. Come with us. Come on, boy.
Come along with us.
Where are you taking him?
We're taking him to Monty.
He can stay here.
Don't be silly.
We can look after him here.
Why do you want to look after him?
He's my guest.
He needs special treatment.
We'll find someone.
No, Monty's the best there is. Bring him the can.
Leave him alone.
Why don't you come with us, Mr. Bowles?
Yes. Why don't you come with us?
Come with us to Monty. There's plenty of room in the car.
Stan! Don't let them tell you what to do.
Petey slowly goes to the table. He sits. He picks up the paper, opens it. Strips fall to the floor.
The car's gone.
Yeah.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
Won't they be in for lunch?
No.
Ah, what a shame. It's hot. What are you doing?
Reading.
Is it good?
All right.
Where's Stan? Is Stan down at Petey?
No, he's...
Is he still in bed?
Yes, he's still asleep.
Still? He'll be late for his breakfast.
Let him sleep.
Wasn't it a lovely party last night?
I wasn't there.
Weren't you?
I came in afterwards.
Oh. It was a lovely party. I haven't laughed so much for years. We had dancing and singing and games. You should have been there.
It was good, eh?
I was the belle of the ball.
Were you?
Oh, yes.
I bet you were, too.
Oh, it's true. I was. I know I was.
Thank you. midwife, they wrote it out on a piece of paper on a scale and weighed up exactly 100 milligrams. And then they gave it to me, and they told me to really pour it in my mouth and see what it tasted like, so that way I would remember it, because, you know, the taste is distinctual. And as I think about it, it just makes me pucker, you know? It's just nasty. It's so bitter, and just, I don't know how to even, come close to describe the taste of pure MDMA powder, but nasty. So anyway, I took it, and I started noticing effects, you know, shortly after, maybe, you know, 15 to 30 minutes after I started to feel effects of it. And what I noticed first was that my body started feeling really good. Like, if you touch my skin, it was like everything was just so good feeling. And the sounds sounded clearer, and like there was more depth to the music that we were listening to than there was on anything that I'd heard before. I mean, because pot doesn't really make music sound better, at least to me. And alcohol never did. Alcohol made me, you know, want to party more, but it never, you know, made me, you know, experience sound like that. And so this was so new, and I just loved it. I fell in love with MDMA instantly. And because it makes you feel happier than you've ever felt in your life. And it's just the ideal feeling of bliss. And there's no other way to really describe it. Everything you touch, everything you hear, everything that you feel, every sense that you have is like maxed out to the happiest level that it's never experienced before, best that it ever feels. So it was wonderful. And so it lasted for, you know, 4 to 6 hours. And then it started to fade away. And then the next day I woke up and I felt great. I actually still kind of felt like I was on it a little bit. It was weird. And that lasted for a couple of days where I just felt happier and everything seemed better in life. So it was really good. But one thing that I noticed is the more I did MDMA, the more I felt what is called a bad end. And that means that you actually start to feel kind of depressed for 3-4 days afterwards, and, you know, your body hurts, you just feel like crap. And so whenever they gave me the MDMA originally, they said, look, you know, never do MDMA more than 10 to 15 times in your life, because each time that you do it, you are going to feel this back end worse. And so really, you know, you should only do it specific times. And I'm like, MDMA is the best drug ever. I'm not going to listen to you. And now I wish I really would have. Because, I mean, well, I guess most street pills don't even have that much MDMA in them. They do have MDMA, but they also have, like, meth, DXM, you know, other additives put them as fillers, basically. And they'll have some MDMA, so that way they test up as having MDMA. But they'll have other stuff, too, like caffeine, then DXM, that'll kind of boost MDMA, so that way they can save money on the street pills. And so, like, I mean, most of you guys, when you're taking street pills and you're not feeling really bad back end, that's because your street pills aren't 100% MDMA. But when you're taking 100% MDMA, you will feel a back end from it, especially if you do it, you know, time after time after time. Like, let's say you do it 1 week, and you do it 2 times in a night, and, like, the next weekend you do it, and the next weekend you do it. By the end of the month, you are going to be feeling like crap afterwards. And here is what I've discovered to actually stop that feeling bad. You know, it's to take L-tyrosine, because it's a supplement that you can get at a health food store. And it's an amino acid, and it costs $10 for a huge bottle of it. And that really